I think my obsessions, I thought that they didn't exist. And then I was thinking of the topic on the way over, and I thought, well, the society has a lot of obsessions, and I was thinking about the impact of the obsession of social media. And then I totally morphed into my own obsession of social media that I was denying just on the ride here. But then when I thought about it, I thought, well, definitely, it's been like a 10-year thing, or 12 years, because a flashback will show up on the social media feed, and you actually recall either posting that or seeing it. And I said, wow, that's like 10 years of your life that you kind of been scrolling along. And I said, well, that's not a problem with me. I'll take the Facebook off my phone. So I took that off my phone a while back, but didn't mean I disengaged. But then it started to get boring, so then I would do these deep dives into strange ex-acquaintances. They weren't really necessarily ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends or ex-friends even. They were just people that I knew that knew somebody else that I knew. And then I ended up following their life for like 10 years. I know they're 10 years because the kid's 10 years old now. I remember when they were had a baby obsession. And it's not you. Anyway, so then I realized that that was like a kind of a weird obsession. The person didn't even know who I was. And I could tell you everything about their life. So then I decided to move on and morph into a different obsession along the same line, and I became obsessed with really famous people's kids. And so I picked the seventh child of Mick Jagger. And I don't know if anybody knows, follows him, but he's really an interesting character. His name is Lucas Jagger. He really is, he's probably about 25 or 26. You don't really hear much about him. I don't even know who his mother is, but his father is but his father is Mick Jagger. And he really is trying to find his way in life. It's hard enough for a 26-year-old anyway, but my heart really goes out to Lucas. I'm serious. He's got a sense of style. I'm sure he got that from his dad. He gets to go to a lot of the concerts, wherever they may be playing, even now. And I think he's like an introvert, but yet he's constantly thrown into this extroverted world. Check him out. He's really fun to watch. And so then I got stuck with him, and I still check in on Lucas every once in a while. But then I really got involved with the Willis girls, Bruce Willis's children. I'm not even a fan of Bruce Willis, but I got somehow started following his three daughters. And I got really wrapped up in all of their problems, and I just couldn't, and it was kind of fascinating to me that they had a net worth of $200 million each one of the sisters. But they still had so many concerns, and they just didn't really seem all that happy. So that went into that. And then I said, I had to get away from them. And I said, I'm going to pick a normal person that I like and check out their child. And I really am a Kevin Bacon fan, and I wanted to check out Kevin Bacon's family. So then I discovered he had a daughter named Susie, but she spelled it differently than me. She spelled it S-O-S-I-E, which I never saw that anywhere. I thought it was cute. Anyway, she's doing fine, but she wasn't that interesting. Anyway, my point was that I realized I really did have a very bad obsession. I really did have a bad obsession with social media. And, man, I hope Musk brings it all down to the ashes. And I hope it just goes away, because I want to do something else for the next 10. So thank you.